This is a podcast from Gist Tech Dis. For more information, please go to gisttechdis.ac.uk.
Welcome to today's session, which is on Blowing Your Own Trumpet, Accessible Marketing Events and Prospectuses, and hosted by me, Alistair McNaught, and my colleague,
Lisa Featherstone.
Now, today I want to talk about accessible marketing as a badly mixed fruitcake.
Really? I thought it was about blowing your own trumpet. Have I come to the wrong session?
No, it's the right session. It's just that before we can talk about trumpets, we need to talk about fruitcakes, because the thing about fruitcakes is that wherever you slice it, you should find fruit, and ideally the same quality and variety of fruit in every slice. It wouldn't be right if one slice had all the lemon peel and another had all the raisins or the nuts.
So let me try and follow you here. The fruitcake is the learning provider, I assume.
Yes.
And the different fruit, they must be the accessibility practices in the organisation.
Precisely. There's a range of practices, adjustments, tools, accommodations, etc., that learning support teams can be really good at implementing to support a learner. That might be the raisins in the fruitcake.
OK, and likewise, a good tutor might use a range of diverse teaching approaches to support disabled learners. That might be the nuts.
It might indeed. And the library practices might be the lemon peel. But the difficulty is that too often these little pockets of expertise don't get mixed up thoroughly. And wherever you slice the cake, you get either a different type of fruit or, quite often, no fruit at all.
So you'd suggest that the marketing departments in an organisation may not be as aware of accessibility issues that perhaps they ought to be?
Well, they're often coming at things from different perspectives that make it hard for them to think inclusively. Their interest in presenting the message can get in the way of those who need an alternative presentational style.
That's true. I came across an example at a workshop where a university was demonstrating a new area of their website. Someone asked if it was possible to change the text size and colours, but they were told it was designed so you couldn't, because these were the corporate colours and font styles.
Well, I think there are several issues that we could explore. You mentioned a website example, so let's start there. Tell us a little bit about websites and accessibility.
Well, there's four quite separate things to explore when you're looking at an institutional website and disabled users. Firstly, how was accessibility specified in the design? Second, how was the website tested? Thirdly, how do users know how to get the best experience from the website? And finally, what does the website tell you about the wider accessibility and inclusion opportunities?
Well, presumably the first bit is easy. You specify that the website